Welcome to news video clip. You know, when President Trump was running for his second term, he blamed everything on China. Remember, he blamed COVID on China. He blamed the loss of U.S. jobs on China. Now that he's president, Trump has been over in China and he is kissing President Xi's ass. It's been disgusting. He has sucked up to the communist leader of China. And now here he is defending China to Sean Hannity on Fox News. Let's take a look at this.
The issue, and you've been asked about it, and you've spoken about it, and that is China's support of Iran. How big a discussion was that today?
We discussed it. When you say support, they're not fighting a war with us or anything.
No.
He said he's not going to give military equipment. That's a big statement. He said that today. That's a big statement. He said that strongly. But at the same time, he said, you know, they buy a lot of their oil there, and they'd like to keep doing that.
So there we have President Trump carrying water for President Xi of China. Let's take a look, by the way, at all the ways that China is supporting Iran. Okay, here we go. So the first way it's happening is China is buying oil from Iran. That's the one thing that Trump did mention. China is spending billions of dollars buying oil from Iran, keeping those dollars flowing in, folks. All right, China is also providing chemical shipments. And what these do is it helps create the solid rocket fuel that Iran uses for its missiles to attack the U.S. and attack U.S. bases in the Middle East. Okay, the third thing, China underwrites Iran's shadow economy. And what this means is China has been helping Iran get around sanctions with these little sanction evasion networks. And of course, that benefits Iran when they're able to sell whatever they want. China also sold a satellite in 2024 to Iran that has helped Iran find and missile blow up U.S. bases in the Middle East. And we did a podcast on this earlier, right here on News Video Clip, on how Iran is just picking off U.S. bases thanks to China's satellite. And finally, China, of course, is providing diplomatic cover for Iran as well. So those are just a few of the ways that China is helping Iran. But Trump is so spineless, he can't even stand up to President Xi. Wow, what a paper tiger he is, what a big talker he is, and yet it's just total bullshit. Now, here's somebody else that Trump also kowtows to, and this is Netanyahu. He is the prime minister of Israel, and he's the reason we're in this war with Iran. And so Netanyahu is interviewed by 60 Minutes, and they asked him when the war was going to end.
Is the war with Iran over? And if it isn't, who will decide when it is?
I think it accomplished a great deal, but it's not over because there's still nuclear material, enriched uranium that has to be taken out of Iran. There is still enrichment sites that have to be dismantled. There are still proxies that Iran supports. There are ballistic missiles that they still want to produce. Now, we've degraded a lot of it, but all of that is still there, and there's work to be done.
How do you envision the highly enriched uranium will be removed from Iran?
You go in and you take it out.
With what? Special forces from Israel? Special forces of the United States?
Well, I'm not going to talk about military means, but what President Trump has said to me, I want to go in there. And I think it can be done physically. That's not the problem. If you have an agreement and you go in and you take it out, why not? That's the best way.
What if there isn't an agreement? Can it be taken out by force?
Well, you're going to ask me these questions. I'm going to dodge them.
Okay, so of course he's going to dodge them. There we have war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, who has dog-walked Trump into the Iran war which is now in its 11th week. And I know we have some Trump supporters that watch this video. And I just want to ask all of you MAGA people, will you enlist in the U.S. military and go over to Iran and hunt for this enriched uranium? Will you do that? Will you risk your lives and do that? Will you back up your dear leader who's being dog-walked by Netanyahu? Not everybody at once now, folks. Let's just form a line. Don't rush. Don't rush to sign up. Yeah. I'm hearing crickets. All righty. Speaking of Trump, let's go back now to his idiot vice president, J.D. Vance, who is claiming there is all this corruption in the federal government, which is run by, guess who? Trump and Vance. And the Republicans run the Senate, and the Republicans run the House of Representatives. Here we go.
And we're going to talk about that because everybody asked me. The president asked me. I hear from people all the time who say, is going after fraud hard? And I say, unfortunately, no. Because there is a lot of fraud in the federal government. It's like fishing in a barrel. There is always something. Every week, I get a report from these guys. We're going to talk about that in a second. But it's unbelievable, unbelievable how much you have been fleeced by your own government.
Wait a second. J.D. Vance and President Trump have been in charge of the federal government for over a year. And so Trump is just now advising Vance to do this anti-fraud crusade? Why did they wait a whole year? If fraud is so rampant in the federal government, why weren't Trump and Vance doing this from day one? Why did they wait for over an entire year? And by the way, didn't Trump tell us that Elon Musk and his Doge group had gotten rid of all the fraud and wasteful spending? Whatever happened to that? Wow, it's just amazing how they keep switching their stories. Anyway, speaking of fraud, the Trump administration has created a new website, moms.gov. Oh, it sounds so sweet, doesn't it? It's supposed to be there to help moms. But what it actually is, it's an anti-abortion website. And it links to a huge anti-abortion group called Heartbeat International. And they're using software to gather up private information on pregnant women. Here is journalist Jessica Valente, and she's going to explain exactly how this works.
Okay, you know the website that the Trump administration just launched, moms.gov? They launched it on Mother's Day. That's a data collection tool. It is a data collection tool for the anti-abortion movement. They have created a website that allows the anti-abortion movement to collect personal information on pregnant women in America. That is not an exaggeration. That is not a scare tactic. That is what is happening. And it's something that Republicans have been trying to make happen for years. When you go to moms.gov, it's clear from the jump that this is a website that is meant for women who are facing unexpected pregnancies, right? The first button it tells you to go to, the first place it directs users to, is what they say will be resources for pregnant women, like pregnancy resource centers. In fact, it takes you to Option Line. And Option Line is a data collection tool for Heartbeat International. Heartbeat International is the country's largest network of anti-abortion crisis pregnancy centers. It is very influential, it is very powerful, and it is known for its very sketchy data collection methods. They are known to collect data on millions of American women, lying to those women, telling them that their data is protected by HIPAA when it's not. They have treated that data very poorly. I've written an article about the way that they allow corporate employees, crisis pregnancy center volunteers to see women's personal information, like your name, your address, the last date of your period. Just nightmare shit.
Wow, that sure sounds like fraud to me. Setting up a website that you claim is going to help women, but it's actually violating HIPAA rules. It's actually taking their private information of pregnant women. Again, where's J.D. Vance and his fraud squad? Isn't it interesting how Republicans sit there and cry about big government this and big government that, and yet they want to use government to get the private information from pregnant women? Wow, the hypocrisy never stops. Now, why is the Trump administration doing this? Because they are beholden to the anti-abortion evangelical Christians who have turned out in mass to vote for Trump. Usually it's about 90% of them vote for Trump. So obviously Trump is throwing them a bone by creating this fraudulent website to collect information for these Christian anti-abortion groups. So, but hey, that's okay, right? Just absolutely nauseating. Now, speaking of Christian activists, let's go to Oklahoma. This is Ryan Walters, and he used to be the Oklahoma State School Superintendent. Now, Ryan actually resigned from that job after he was allegedly caught with porn on his computer inside a school. So then he went on to form some other wacky right-wing group. But when he was state superintendent, he made a big deal out of pushing the Bible into public schools, public school lessons, and also pushing the Ten Commandments into schools. Well, it turns out Christian family man Ryan Walters is divorcing his wife, Katie, whom he's been married to for 15 years. He wanted the Ten Commandments in the public schools, but now he wants his wife out of the house. Ryan Walters, just another glaring example of this amazing hypocrisy that comes from these right-wing evangelical Christians who voted for Donald Trump, a 34-time felon, an adjudicated rapist who had to pay $25 million to all the people he ripped off from Trump University. So anyways, interesting how Joe Rogan doesn't cover any of these stories. Benny Johnson didn't cover these stories today. Neither did Tim Pool. All they did was sit behind their microphones and spew out garbage and lies, which they never back up. That's what makes us different. We do back up our stories. We have links to all of our stories underneath this video. And we invite you, listener, to fact check us. We love for people to fact check us. Tim Pool doesn't. Joe Rogan doesn't. We do. Fact check us. Also, be sure to like and subscribe, or you can hate us and subscribe. Just subscribe. Alrighty, we'll have more stories for you soon. Thanks for watching.